Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. Each one of us is called by name to encounter Jesus. At different times in our lives, we hear that call to discern how to answer Christ's invitation. For our seminarians studying for the priesthood, they are responding to a personal call to imitate Christ. With me today to reflect upon this vocation to the priesthood is one of our Portland seminarians, Anthony Huanfan, and he is currently studying at Mount Angel Seminary right here in Oregon. Anthony, welcome to the program this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
As we were talking before this interview, you were present at the beautiful Mass and consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary for Russia and Ukraine. And I just wanted you to tell us a little bit about that from a bird's eye view, actually an altar view with Archbishop Alexander Sample and all of the monks at Mount Angel. What was that experience like at the celebration on March 25th?
Oh, it was wonderful to be able to serve as an acolyte at the Mass. And especially at the end of the Mass, always Archbishop homily is great and wonderful. But at the end of the Mass, when we say the consecration prayer, it was a touching moment for me because to think about the Pope, all the bishops joining together to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to our Blessed Mother. And it's just a wonderful experience. We talked about it in my spiritual direction and of how, previous popes have done so. But again, Pope Francis is calling all bishops around the world to join him into this consecration. And it's just a great experience.
It's beautiful. And as you say, I mean, this is a global prayer to bring about that unity and peace. I mean, this is really, and Our Lady is Our Lady of Peace, Queen of Peace.
Yes, yes, for sure. Absolutely. And she's interceding for us.
Well, you, at this point in your journey of your formation for the priesthood, the next step would be diaconate ordination. And I would love for you to give us a sense of just this last year, this preparation time for you in the classroom, in the chapel, just what's been really building up for this preparation, Lord willing, for the diaconate ordination coming up in May.
Yes. So I have been here at Mount Angel Seminary for the last, 5 years, without counting the past 2 years, but for the last 5 years, I have been studying all the topics that are, I think, quite valuable for, in helping me form a theological foundation for future ministry. However, this particular year, I am taking a lot more what we call practicum classes that preparing me for the diaconate ordination and the priesthood ordination later on next year. So these classes are, I guess, to do a little bit more hands-on in a way, preparing for homily, preparing to minister the different sacraments such as baptism or witnessing a wedding. So just to have a better understanding of the sacramental and liturgical practices of the church. And spiritually, I continue to grow an appreciation for the opportunity to transform myself in Christ through spiritual direction, the communal prayers, and my own spiritual practices. But most importantly, the daily Eucharist, that what we have here on the hilltop.
Anthony Huanfan is with us, one of our seminarians studying for the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon. He is at Mount Angel Seminary right now. Speaking of the hilltop, Anthony, just give us a sense, being there for several years, the influence that you've had from the Benedictine community, just your brother seminarians, just how has that environment really nurtured you on your formation?
So there is a daily routine that the monks are practicing as far as praying the divine office. So every day you would hear the bell going, and that reminds us to do the same ourselves with praying with the monk, joining in with the monk to pray the divine office. But at the same time, seeing the model of the monk, which is work and pray. So for us, a lot of things that we do is studying, but studying in a prayerful kind of attitude. So that's the influence that the monks have on us as seminarians. for me, I you know, picking up on their way of life, which is meditation, quiet contemplation. And so that's the thing that I do on a daily basis, is I dedicate the first hour, the early hour of the morning, for Lectio Divina or mental prayer. So just to prepare for the day. I just feel like that's the most important hours of my day, is I spend the hour in the chapel for an hour, holy hour, and just to dedicate that day, whatever the work that I have, the thing that I need to do to our Lord, and ask for His strength and support to help me to carry through those things that I have to do, so that in doing them, I continue to glorify His name. So that's the thing that I was able to pick up from the monk.
Right.
And through the Opus Dei plan of life as well, which I was able to pick up 2 years, 2 summers ago. I went on the Rome experience. And so that's a part of what we do on the Rome experience, is to have a daily mental prayer. And so, yes.
That's wonderful, Anthony. Give us a sense. I know a lot of the priests have talked about just the importance in seminary, building those friendships, building the brotherhood of your fellow seminarians, whether they're your Portland seminarians, but seminarians are from all different dioceses there at Mount Angel. How have you really built those relationships over the years, and how has that supported you in your formation?
So we are living here all together as brothers in Christ. And the good thing about this environment is that we're able to have to share our life in a way that is, because we know that we have one common purpose, which is to be formed into the priesthood of Christ and to serve the people of God. And so we take classes together, we share meals together, we talk, we have the different topic that we talk about. Of course, there would be agreements and disagreement, but in a way that help us to understand ourselves much better. For me, with the Diocese of Portland, I'm trying my best to always build a fraternity in a way that, because eventually we'll be working together, a priest in the Diocese of Portland, so that we, as we supporting ourselves now here, will continue to do so after ordination, that we then work together as, as bishop to continue to serve the people of God in the Diocese of Portland. And so we have, I'm the liaison for the Diocese of Portland seminarians with the Office of Vocation. And so I would try to have gatherings for the brothers to at least bond and to talk and to just to have some opportunity to hang out together.
We love to see that brotherhood, and I think that nurtures you along the way in your priesthood and in serving as a parish priest. Again, Anthony is with us, one of our archdiocesan seminarians at Mount Angel Abbey. Anthony, I have more questions to ask for you, but we're coming up to a break. Will you stay with us? And I want to get a little more sense of your preparation when we come back after the break.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dina Marie.
Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio, and we are back with seminarian Anthony Juanfan. Anthony is studying at Mount Angel Abbey right there at the hilltop. We've had a chance to hear a little bit about his time there thus far. And in fact, just recently, Archbishop Sample has visited our men on the hilltop to do some one-on-one conversations and, again, really evaluations as they move forward. And Anthony, Lord willing, is one of those men who is preparing for the diaconate ordination. And so, Anthony, as we have you back, I would love to hear a little bit about, how's your prayer life? How's just the mental and spiritual preparation for you looking at that next big step? This is that big step of diaconate ordinations. We call this holy orders. I mean, this is a beautiful sacrament of the church, but again, that promise. What's really been going on for you interiorly as you make this preparation?
So I say that beside the communal prayers that we do here on the hilltop together with all seminarians, for me, I kind of form my own spiritual practices with mental prayer, daily mental prayer, spiritual reading. I just feel like the mental prayer, the early hours, holy hour with mental prayer is really important for me, because it helped me to gain self-knowledge of knowing who I am as the beloved Son of Christ. And from there, what is it that I need to work on? What is it that I need to improve to become, you know, an image of Christ here on earth and to eventually be able to share that with the people of God and help them to grow in their spiritual life. And the other thing for me is the other practice I'm doing is, you know, I consecrate myself to Our Blessed Mother. So the daily Holy Rosary is really important for me. And to be able to, you know, come to Our Blessed Mother and ask for her intercession. And whenever possible, I would make the trip, let's say on the weekend, if I'm free, I would make the trip to the grotto and to pray in front of Our Lady of Sorrow and to ask her for her intercession. So that's my kind of my thing that I do in my spiritual life to always be in a relationship with Christ to prayer.
Right. And Anthony, you mentioned earlier in our conversation about having practical applications, some of these pastoral experiences, but over the last few years, time at parishes, time in different ministries, you know, what are some of those things that have really helped you to prepare for the diaconate ordination to really get closer to those priestly calls of living out that in a daily life?
So for the last several years, I have had opportunity to be with the different priests from Archdiocese of Portland over the summer or a pastoral year. I was able to pick up a lot of good things from those priests, like prayer life, mental prayer. And then pastoral year was quite instrumental in the sense that it gave me a look into the life of a parish priest. But at the same time, I was able to spend the time working with the staff, working with parishioners, interacting with them. So I was down south in Grand Pass for my past 2 years. And so despite the ongoing pandemic, we had a lot of the different ministry going on still. So like the Pushback program, you know, RCIA and all those ministries, and I was able to participate in those. They just give me a sense of what the priestly life is about, interacting with the people, you know, serving at liturgy, serving at baptism, serving at the different celebrations of the Eucharist, and to see who I am as somebody who is, God willing, would be a priest for Archdiocese of Portland. What is it that I could do to serve the people effectively? I mean, I think for me is to be able to interact with people was great. And even the people outside the faith, because I was able to volunteer at the hospital nearby to come and visit the sick in the hospital. And just all people that I visited, not only Catholic, Christians, people outside the faith, but to be able to share my faith with them in a way to help them understand that my relationship with God, which, you know, helped form me to be who I am today.
Give us a sense, Anthony, of this Lenten season and this time of preparation. It is a time to encounter Jesus more intimately, but for you, as you prepare for diaconate ordination, how is this season really part of your own formation?
I think Lenten seasons for me has always been an important season not to only increase my prayer life, but at the same time for a small degree of mortification. So what I'm doing for the Lenten season is to, in a way, give up something. But for me, it's more like having only one meal on Wednesdays and Fridays to be kind of like in solitude with the people that are going without 2 meals a day. And then having a sense of serving and praying for others, always thinking about praying for others, people. Especially with the people of Ukraine and Russia, as the war is going on. And other thing that I'm doing is like fasting from those activities that bring distractions, like, you know, social media ads and things like that, that I think, just even though it's small, but I think could have a great impact on my own personal spiritual life.
Yeah, it is such an important time for preparation, and it will continue to serve you in your vocation. Anthony, for you preparing for, Lord willing, a diaconate ordination this upcoming May, what are you most looking forward to and just anticipating in this next step in your formation?
I think it's always, for me, I'm looking forward to be able to assist at the liturgy as a deacon. And to keep homilies, of course, it's always great to be able to learn so much here and now put everything in practice, and especially be able to minister certain sacraments such as baptism. So basically to put into practice all I have learned in the past 5 years in formation. That's what I'm looking forward to.
What would you like to ask of us? How can we best support you, Anthony, and your fellow seminarians who are preparing for diaconate ordination?
You know, as we always appreciate your prayers. Your prayers have been instrumental in giving us the encouragement, strength, and support in our formation. So all I would ask for is please continue to pray for us as we pray for you as well. And just to thank you for all of your financial support, without which our formation here wouldn't be possible. So please continue to pray for us, especially continue to pray for an increased vocation to the priesthood and religious life. Of course, all vocations are important, but we do need more priests for our Diocese of Portland. And so please continue to pray for more vocation to the priesthood, especially for our Diocese of Portland.
Well, be assured of our prayers, Anthony, and for all of your fellow seminarians, we will continue to pray for you. And I know our Mater Dei Radio listeners are continuing to do that on a regular basis. Again, Anthony Honfan, Mount Angel Abbey Seminary right now, studying with several of our seminarians. We look forward to your progress and we'll continue to pray for you. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, Anthony.
Thank you so much for having me. Good night, Marie.